The report shows pictures of bluegill with deformed noses, spines, and tails. The report's author, Wake Forest University biologist Dennis Lemley, estimates high concentrations of selenium kill 20-30% of bluegill and bass in the lake, and environmental groups say bass have decreased by half the past few years. The state's Wildlife Resources Commission spokesman Chris Waters confirms there was a drop.
From 2008 to 2009, and then another drop from 2009 to 2010, historically, that population has varied year to year, and that could be due to a number of potential factors. Selenium certainly could be one of those.
If it is, the culprit is almost certainly the Sutton Steam Station, a Duke-owned coal plant which the lake is designed to cool. There's one problem, though. The fish population has recovered.
The question was, would we continue to see poor year classes because of some ongoing issue, or would the population rebound? And once we saw the population rebound, our concern as it impacts the population as a whole is lessened.
That would seem to back up Duke's take. The utility admits selenium is higher than normal, but says it's not enough to be harmful, the fish are robust, and the report is just another thrust in a wider attack by the environmental groups on coal. The groups are also part of state lawsuits over Duke's storage of coal ash at its plants, including the Riverbend Steam Station in Gaston County. On the other hand, in addition to population, the Wildlife Commission tracks relative weight, a common measure of fish health, and the weight of both bass and bluegill has remained subpar for years. Now, that doesn't mean selenium's at fault, but it suggests problems with the fish's health. The commission says it is reviewing the selenium report. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.